Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Happy Easter. Today, we're coming to you from the United States with Father Mike Champlin, a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, He is Risen Indeed. Alleluia.
The reading is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little yeast leavens all the dough? Clear out the old yeast, so that you may become a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Word of the Lord. From the time I can first remember until my mother was in her 70s, she baked fresh bread about two or three times a week. She loved kneading it. The smell as it was baking was terrific, and she always seemed more calm after baking. She never measured her yeast. She knew just how much to take, pinching the yeast with her three fingers. And about 2 weeks ago, we watched a movie from a Maeve Binchy novel called Echoes. It was about a small town in Ireland in the late 50s and 60s, and although I enjoyed it being half Irish, it was painful and typical to see the judgmental, harsh, gossipy way they dealt with one another, ironically going to and coming from Holy Mass. Keeping secrets and whispering about issues that could be healed if they were brought into the light. My grandmother came from Ireland to America on the same ship as my grandfather, and they were married over here in the USA. As a result, she received one letter from her mother stating my grandmother was dead as far as the rest of her family was concerned for her loose morals. She never heard from her mother again before she died. Sound familiar? This is the old yeast of malice and wickedness that Paul is talking about. Are you and I going to deal with this over and over until we die? No. Paul calls us to put on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. He tells us how. Our Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. Yes, and for whom? For us. Then he says, let us celebrate. How? With the bread of sincerity and truth. Yet we are bombarded daily with insincerity and lies. The power to change this happened 2,000 years ago, and we have remembered and reenacted it here again today. So today, you and I can act with sincerity and truth. We can be courageous. We can be truthful, be gentle, be respectful, be humble. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you.